I am too, am very grateful. Thank you, Fairly, for those beautiful readings on light. I have mentioned the first time that I called a practitioner in this church for help, and I was in a very, very dark place. There was just such a sense of light that came over even the phone. I could just feel the power and the confidence in her voice. And my whole countenance changed from one of depression to one of joy and hopefulness. It was wonderful. And that's how this light works, the light of God. It's so bright and powerful and healing. But after that time, I realized I had my own work to do. And it was quoted tonight in Miscellaneous Writings where Mrs. Eddy says, "In mortal experience, the fire of repentance first separates the dross from the gold, and reformation brings the light which dispels darkness. Thus, the operation of the spirit of truth and love on the human thought, in the words of St. John, shall take of mine and show it unto you." I realize that that quote is taken from Mrs. Eddy's chapter entitled Pond and Purpose. And it is such a wonderful chapter, and it has helped me so many times through the years. And she talks about the three stages of baptism, and one of them, the first one, being the baptism of repentance and reformation. And that has to come in order to get this light, as this statement says. You have to have that repentance and reformation, a change of base. And then the second being the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the third, the baptism of Spirit. If you're not familiar with that chapter, you should be. It will help you to come out from any dark place that you might find yourself in, to come out from that and to stand in the light of God. It's a step-by-step guide. Dear Mrs. Eddy, there wasn't anything she left undone. And in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, she writes, "Through the accession of spirituality, God, the divine principle of Christian Science, literally governs the aims, ambition, and acts of the scientist. The divine ruling gives prudence and energy. It banishes forever all envy, rivalry, evil thinking, evil speaking, and acting. And mortal mind, thus purged, obtains peace and power outside of itself." So for those of you yearning for the light, this is a wonderful guide to find it, a step-by-step, those three stages of baptism. It certainly helped heal, renovate, rejuvenate me from being in a very dark place to feeling that light of God's love. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, to be with you all, and have a good night.